We're with Tim Kanatis, Director of Worldwide Channel Marketing for Lotus Software. What Tim does is help grow the ecosystem for Lotus and Lotus same time. How are you doing today, Tim?
I'm doing well, Jack. How are you?
I am doing absolutely excellent today. Is that I understand you're in St. Louis.
That's right. Exciting St. Louis. I'm here for a channel conference, and there's a lot of buzz down on the floor today.
What's the buzz, the biggest buzz about?
Well, it's about same time.
What about same time?
Actually, not yet. But it will be about same time, very shortly. Same time, as you know, is a product that we're coming to market with over the next few weeks. And most people who know about same time, they know about it from its instant messaging days. And what you'll see with this release of same time is that we're taking the product from simply a product that's focused on instant messaging, chat, and presence awareness, and really turning it into a platform for real-time business.
How are they doing that?
Well, the way we're doing it is we're really opening up the product itself. In the past, people have thought of instant messaging as just chat, and we think there's a great opportunity, especially for the channel, to open up those chat capabilities, those presence capabilities, those expertise capabilities that are part of same time, and basically create a platform so that application developers can create tools that can integrate with instant messaging, presence awareness, web conferencing, and all the other great things that are part of same time.
I understand you've also built Eclipse into this build.
Yeah, so the platform, the underlying platform for same time 7.5 is Eclipse. So if you think about openness, flexibility, and choice, and how do you deliver clients that run equally well on a Windows machine, on a Linux machine, on a Macintosh machine, building on top of proprietary solutions isn't going to get you there. What will get you there are open standards such as Eclipse. So with same time 7.5, the whole plug-in model that we've developed, the whole plug-in architecture, is based on the Eclipse framework.
Very cool stuff.
Now, yeah.
How do human beings use same time?
Well, the way you use same time is pretty straightforward. You basically have a buddy list, if you will, and we're all very familiar with that, whether our kids use it at home or we use it in the office, and you have a buddy list there, and you can see whether people are online and available to chat. And you can start off a conversation just by, as we say, pinging somebody and asking them a question. That question could be, hi, how you doing? Or it could be, I have a problem that I need your help on. Now, the exciting thing about Same Time 7.5 is that's just the beginning, because from a chat, we can then go to a voice over IP conversation. We can then go to a web conference. I can share part of my screen with you. So we've really taken the whole initiation of chat and really blown it out to include other forms of communication. So what you'll see in Same Time 7.5 is really seamless integration and jumping off from one form of communication to another.
Ultimately, people use the Lotus product family, same time included, to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see on a global level of going on with collaboration right now?
Well, what we see is that there's a lot of convergence that's happening. In the past, we used to think of email as just the ability to send an email message and get something back. We could include attachments. But collaboration has really morphed from that. It is now not just about asynchronous forms of collaboration, such as email, but it also includes, for example, document management, it includes web content management, it includes instant messaging, web conferencing, presence awareness, and also voice, right? So the ability for all those things to come together, and also things like video, right? Even video becomes a critical part of collaboration, and the great thing about Same Time 7.5 is it allows you to bring all those elements together into one consistent platform.
What I'd like to close with is this, is that when someone thinks about same time, this new release coming up, in your opinion, what is the single most important thing that it will be doing?
The most important thing it will be doing is giving a platform for applications, a real-time collaboration platform. And since we're talking a lot to channel partners, it's important that we spell out what that means. For example, if you're an ISV, a person who actually creates applications, you'll be able to take Same Time 7.5 and integrate it into applications that you're building and also build in applications into Same Time. So, for example, let's say you have a sales application, right? it will allow you to basically have a communication between a sales executive and some of her line of business managers about the sales numbers. So as they're sitting there having a chat, they can instantly bring up the results right inside of the chat window. They don't have to open up another application. Or another example, let's say you have a disaster team that's out on a site where something bad has just happened. Let's say it's an oil spill or something like that. You can have a real-time video feed on the screen and at the same time see all of the experts in that particular area collaborating with each other in real time around what's happening and what the best remedy for that event might be. So there are a lot of creative applications that ISVs can develop. For system integrators, it gives you an opportunity to basically plug some very robust, very open collaboration capabilities into the solutions that you're rolling out to your customers worldwide. So I think the most important thing is to understand that real-time is no longer just a product, but it's a real-time business platform.
Very, very, very cool stuff. So I wish you a ton of luck on your launch coming up in a couple of weeks, and I think you've given everybody a lot to think about. That was Tim Kanatas, Director of Worldwide Channel Marketing for Lotus Software at IBM. I'd like to thank Tim and look forward to having you back one day.
Thanks, Chuck. Look forward to it.